Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Bruce. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Brock moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brock scores. Williams scores. Santo moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Joe Horner now pitching. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo scores. Rogers moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Cowan reaches second base with a double. Rogers scores. Burkell moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horner juggles the ball. That's an error on Horner. Burkell scores. Cowan moves to third. Stewart moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Dave Justy now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Casco moves to second. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Casco moves to third. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casco scores. It's 10-1, Cubs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike White now playing second base. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Justy covering, for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub tags and scores. One out. It's 10-2, Cubs. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bond for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards second. White scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Lillis now playing shortstop. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cowan strikes out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bond. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Lillis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Justy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing left field. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bond hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cowan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Dave Justy. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Beauchamp now playing center field. Larry Yellen now pitching. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Beauchamp. Brock reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bond. Williams reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. It's 11-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Hurts now playing third base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cowan hits a line drive towards short. Lillis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bond strikes out. one out. Steve Hertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hertz hits a fly ball towards right. Brock settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Brock. Hertz moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Hertz scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Cubs. Jerry Grote pinch hits for Larry Yellen. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burkell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.